I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is associate editor of the Pasatiempo, Friday arts magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, and he's with us here just about every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome, Robert.
Hey, good morning. How is everybody?
I don't know. How is everybody? I'm just one person.
Well, that's it. There you go. I love that look of your hair, like you just stepped out of a hot steaming bath. Probably had some bubble bath.
It's
and you
early.
Just laying there lounging and
hardly.
Needed somebody to take a towel to it. And
rushing to get out of the house.
You know, make sure it was nice and dry. And well, anyway, this is the weekend of both the Edible Art Feast, in which you go to eat art. You go to eat food.
Edible Art.
Yeah. Art Feast, I think it is the 12th year. Food and art have been together a very long time. And it's tonight. Really, it is tonight. Doug Fairfield wrote a nice piece about the entire weekend of events, which includes the Edible Art Tour tonight from 5 to 8. There's roughly 40 galleries, both on Canyon Road and downtown. Taking part, you do have to pay, but you get food at every stop. It's well worth the price. I can't tell you what it is on the community radio station.
Food at every stop. And you know what? I've been on that at times in the past, and the food is... it's not all really good, but a lot of it is really, really good.
I would say 75% of it is really, really good, and the other 25% is certainly edible. Because it's the Edible Art Tour.
Edible.
There's also a whole bunch of things like an exhibit of artwork by students from El Dorado Community School at Waxlander Gallery today, all day long. There's a fashion show and luncheon from noon to 2 today at the Inn and Spot Loretto. There's Fine Arts for Children and Teens, which, as you know, is a local nonprofit that's been serving young people in the community with art-related programming for, I'm going to guess, 17, 18 years. But they're having their exhibition tonight at Winter Out Fine Art, 701 Canyon Road. There's the Art of Home Tour, where you get to go on 8 private residences decorated with artwork from various different galleries and from public school art classes. There's a dinner and auction honoring Fran Larson at La Posada on 6 o'clock Saturday. And on Sunday, there's the Artist Champagne Brunch and Auction. There's just a lot of art stuff happening. If you're interested, I think there is a website which you can check out. But if not, pick up the Pasatiempo and look at Doug Fairfield's piece, Art Feast Santa Fe, page 20.
Most excellent.
Meanwhile, it's also the Oscar weekend, and everybody knows that already. It's Sunday night. You can tune in to Channel 6 and, at 6 o'clock, Channel ABC. And what's his name? The handsome guy that all the women like is going to host
Robert
it.
Knott.
Oh, man, wouldn't that be fun? Hugh Jackman's going to be hosting it, which will be nice because they won't have a goofy comedian who's trying to make everybody laugh every damn minute. Years ago, like in the 70s, you remember when Clint Eastwood had to fill in?
No, I don't remember.
Because whoever was hosting got stuck in a traffic jam, Johnny Carson or something, so Clint Eastwood he was really uncomfortable. He was trying to host it. It was awkward back in the 70s. Anyway, Jonathan Richards, our resident film critic, and me, Robert Knott, another resident film critic, we've picked our choices for who we want to win and who we think will win. And almost every one of mine is the same because I just go with my guts. I don't care what the popular opinion is. And I'm probably wrong. So that's in there. It's a nice little Oscar package. And I also did my film column today on Jerry Lewis, who's getting an honorary Oscar. And we spoke about him at great length last week.
We did.
Well, I brought him up, and you sort of said something. I sang a song from one of his movies, and you kind of smiled, and you looked at me dreamily. And then I seem to recall you said goodbye. Anyway, Jerry Lewis getting an Oscar for his humanitarian work. That should be fun, and I have a little column on his film work, which I think still holds up. It's in my big picture column, page 34. Theater-wise, there's quite a few events going on around town.
Wait, before we go to theater, what about this? Do you know about Marty Rosenberg's amazing poster collection?
Wednesday night. I just ran into Marty's over there having a cup of coffee, and he said that the listing was not in Pasatiempo, and he is wrong.
It is in Pasatiempo.
So go ahead, read away.
Great vintage theater posters. They're having a two-month-long exhibition. It opens on Wednesday, February 25th from 5 to 7 at the Vintage Poster Gallery, which is at 901 Canyon Road. It's on the corner of Canyon and Palace. It runs for a couple of months. And it's a whole bunch, hundreds of original posters covering stage performances of plays, operas, dance, classical music, all sorts of things, from covering the entire 20th century. And I've seen some of these posters, and they are amazing. And the purchasers during the exhibition's work can designate theater work to receive 20% of the poster price as a donation. So it's also a benefit for a wonderful theater organization.
Theater work is opening The Clean House, Sarah Rule's play, tonight, 7:30, James A. Little Theater. School for the Deaf, story by Jill Batson in today's Pasta Tempo. There's a one-woman show by Penny Cinone called Leftovers, Dirty Panties, Bones, and Fish Sauce.
Yeah, we had her on the air the other day. She's a live wire. Looks like it might be very interesting.
That's a good way to put her. 7:30 tonight at the Rail Yard. Got to pay to get in.
And it's the benefit is for Las Cumbres. Is tonight, yeah. But it also runs tomorrow and then Friday and Saturday of next weekend.
Next weekend. And tonight, if you go for Las Cumbres Community Services, they provide assistance to people, adults and children, who are dealing with developmental disabilities. At the Lensic, and I hear this is sold out, Santa Fe Concert Association presents Menopause the Musical. It may not be. This is what I'm hearing, and I'd hate to say that, and then there's 28 tickets left. If you want to call the Lensic.
Call 988-1234.
NDI, National Dance Institute of New Mexico, is having their students perform original ballets, An American in Paris, and Dances and Romances, as well as a modern piece, 7 o'clock tonight at the Dance Barns.
Excellent.
Got to pay to get in. I'll give you a phone number. 983-7661. Meanwhile, down in the south side of town, south of Cerritos, down Capitol Highway, they're going to do Seussical Junior at Capitol High School. This is a musical based on Dr. Seuss's characters. 7 o'clock at the Brian Fant Theater in the Capitol High School. Paseo del Sol, got to pay to get in. 4-6-7-10-70. Also Saturday. And then Tuesday night, they're doing the show at the Lensic. Prices is the same. So if you want to go to Capitol and be supportive of their theater program, head on down there. And if you want to see them at the Lensic, wait till Tuesday night.
And if you're into brew, you can go to the Santa Fe Brewing Company on Thursday, February 26th from 6 to 8 because it's the kickoff party for the Stream Team, and that is a Wild Earth Guardians program where they basically get volunteers from all over New Mexico to go help them plant trees that restores habitat around rivers. It's an incredible project. It really works. Rivers come back to life. There's habitat for all sorts of animals and all sorts of plants start growing, and it's good for the fish. So they are doing this, and they are having their kickoff, like I said, at the Santa Fe Brewing Company.
Nice. Music-wise, let's plug some musicians playing around town.
Let's plug them.
Felix y Los Gatos, Gypsy Swing, and Zydeco playing at 9 o'clock tonight at the Cowgirl. Down, da, down, down, down. You got to pay to get in. At the El Dorado Hotel Nosotros, great Latin dance music. 8:30 p.m., got to pay to get in. Most of these pay to get ins are like less than 5 fingers, with each finger equating a dollar, remember. If it's more than that, I'll tell you. Meanwhile, at La Boca, Nacha Mendez is playing acoustic guitar, 7 to 9. Call for a cover charge. La Fiesta Lounge down at La Fonda has Los Radiators, the classic country band, 7:30 p.m.
Los Radiators?
Yeah, those guys.
Wow.
Feel like going down to Madrid, the Mineshaft Tavern has Ghost Pony at 8 o'clock. That sounds great. Ghost ponies in the sky. That's a great song. I'll sing that later for you someday. Tin Star has the Chris Raven Band, classic rock, 9:30, got to pay to get in. And you could also see Cody Little Hawk Swimmer, an Emmy Award-winning flutist, performing at 4 o'clock today in Tsuki at 52 Zambra Way at the Pavilion of Hope. Got to pay to get in, 470-5885. Most of these listings you will find in the Pasa Tiempo.
Hey, did you already mention the Oscar party to benefit the Santa Fe Film Festival?
I hadn't gone there yet, but there's two Oscar parties Sunday. What do you know?
Well, Sunday, February 22nd at 5 o'clock at the Catamount Bar and Grill at 125 East Water Street in Santa Fe. There is a charge to get in, but it benefits the Santa Fe Film Festival, and there is a silent auction, raffle, and a big screen TV.
Pretty nice. There's a second one at the same time, unfortunately, to benefit the screen at the Garson Communications Center, also at roughly the same time with roughly the same price. Both of them include some food and some champagne. I think they're both cash bars, whichever one you want to go. There is a little sidebar of information about Oscar parties in page 30 of Pasa Tiempo today.
Excellent.
Hey, Survivor, remember that group from the 80s?
No.
They're playing Saturday at Big Rock Casino.
Ah.
That's fun, 6 and 9 o'clock.
Excellent.
I love that these old bands are coming back and playing these stuff. Wouldn't it be great if the Drifters came here?
Hey, did you talk about improv theater night at Warehouse 21?
No, I didn't get there yet.
That anyone can come and join in. Theater kids from all over Santa Fe at Warehouse 21 on Tuesday, February... Whoops. This has already happened. I got the wrong date.
Why?
I was looking at Warehouse 21, which would be the 21st. This was already happened. Sorry, forget it.
The joke, my friends, is on you.
Yeah, I mean,
I went by Meow Wolf for the first time in their new space last weekend.
Isn't it great?
It's over off Hopewell on 2nd Street, not far from 2nd Street Brewery, sort of across from the old Cloud Cliff Bakery, which is still closed,
right.
I believe. And it's a neat little youth-oriented, which doesn't mean under 21. I think it's sort of like the 20 to 30 crowd mostly, but I was there with quite a few people my age or older looking at this installation, which is still running. You might want to consider going over there. If you like books, the New Mexico Book Fiesta runs from 10 to 4 Saturday at Clear Light Book Gallery.
Yes, the New Mexico Book Fiesta, a lot of incredible New Mexico authors are going to be there, and the Clear Light Book Gallery is on San Mateo.
Right near Meow Wolf, tell you the truth.
Right near Meow Wolf on the other side of the tracks.
Is that where the old...
Open Hand Thrift Shop used to be.
Yeah, when did that close?
I don't know. Around the time Clear Light opened, I guess?
I guess so, because I was there in October buying props for my play, and they were still open.
Ah.
There's all sorts of other literary stuff. Did you know there's a haiku challenge?
No.
Haiku, you coo, we all coo for haiku.
All of my dogs have written elaborate haikus.
Wait a minute. What do you mean your dogs have written haikus? What are they?
All my dogs have written haikus.
How could your dog write a haiku?
You want to hear it?
Here we go. Of course I want to hear it. What are we going to do on the air? Be rude to you and have 32,000 people come after me on the street? I'd love to hear the haikus written by your dogs.
Shut the heck up. Here's the one written by Honey. I'm sweet as honey. That's my name and here's my game. Eating prairie dogs.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, I'm sweet as honey, here's my name, game, eating prairie? There's supposed to be five lines of seven
that's
parameters
five, seven,
each?
That's 575, dude.
All right, do another one. Who else wrote one? Is there one from Milk?
There is one from Milk.
Go ahead.
This
is what I'm reduced to Friday mornings. Go ahead. I'll be interviewing the dog this week.
My name is Milk, and I sleep cuddled by my mom running in my dreams.
This is haiku, huh?
That's haiku. It's 575.
No wonder I never go to these things. The dogs are writing it. Okay, you got a third dog, don't you?
I do.
And?
Let's see.
Horatio, right?
Yeah, let me...
Horatio starts with an H, as does haiku. I will point out, I was trying to tell everybody that the New Mexico Poetry Tangents and the Albuquerque Slams are going to square off in a poetry competition of haiku Monday night at 6:30 at 10,000 Waves in the Relax Room. It should be all nude. It should be very, very interesting. They'll all be in hot tubs, and you can sit on the side and watch. It'll be very steamy, I'm sure. 3451 Hyde Park Road, call 908-4987. I'm joking about everybody being nude. I'm sure they will not be. So that's haiku on Monday night.
Excellent.
Haiku challenge, 908-4987. No charge.
Hey, Salon Margraf Photography Exhibition opened, well, last night, but tonight also from 5 to 8. And it looks like there's an amazing picture called Apollo, which I don't even know what that, some kind of heavy-duty industrial thing. But anyway, there's a photography supper tomorrow night for more information. And the food at this place, as I've said before on the show, is really good. Salon Margraf is up in Tusuki. The number is 955-0471, and they often have really excellent artwork.
I've not yet been there, so I should go out there.
You
should take
there?
Me out there one day and tell
I'll
me that other
you out there.
Haiku from Horatio before you leave. I haven't forgotten about that. Trying to get me stuck on the air. Dogs writing haiku. She's the one.
Dogs
that
do write
it.
Haikus.
Uh-huh.
In their way.
Yeah, I'm sure. As you know, there's a lot of museums around town, and as you know, you can actually get into them. I can't, but you can. You might want to consider going to some of them. Sundays, I believe, is still free for New Mexico residents. And there's various programming going on in all of them. Let's talk about a few. At the Institute of American Indian Arts on Cathedral Place, they still have an intimate look at Fritz Scholder running through June 7th. The Museum of Indian Arts and Culture up on Camino Lejo on Museum Hill still has Here, Now, and Always, a collaborative exhibit of artifacts, stories, and songs depicting Southwestern Native American traditions. The Museum of International Folk Art still has Multiple Visions, a Common Bond. It's work from the Alexander Girard Collection, permanent. And the New Mexico Museum of Art downtown has Alternate Spaces, a group show of site-specific installations. There's a story in today's Pasatiempo about that, page 24. And they still have Pulling Strings, the Marionettes and Art of Gustav Bauman, through May. I haven't seen the shows yet.
I love that show.
1 and 2 o'clock, they have a party for Papa Gus. It's a little puppet show. I'm going to go, I promise.
Barbara Mayfield was there doing the marionetting. She's very good.
I love women that do marionetting. I like it when they do hair netting, too, unless it's my hair. Anyway, so the Gust of Bauman stuff's going on. That's terrific. Bring the kids. 1 and 2 o'clock, the first Sunday of every month, there's a little show. You go sit in the little room, and they get out the little puppets with the strings and the little donkey, and they do the little antics, and the little elves are there.
Oh, antics. Now we're talking.
And I believe on Sundays there's no charge for New Mexico residents, so you can go and bring the kids for free. Now we're talking. Okay, for her to do the haiku, the high flute and stuff. The minute I haiku should go, we should do a show called Haiku and Hijinks. That's the thing. That's the, there we go. Now I got it. Our ticket to success is guaranteed now.
Well, we could also do haiku and loku. You'd do the loku.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to know, once again, I come in here, I try to be a good guy. Always the, well, you do the haiku and I'll do the loku. And I'll come up with 5-7 before ya. I love that song. Remember we analyzed that song once at great length? For me and my true love, we'll never be together till we do some haiku and some loku. I love doing things low. You look like you're feeling kind of low. You all right?
Yeah. Okay. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Good. Well, then we're both all right.
All right. What time is it?
It is 8:45.
What time do I have to get off?
In a couple of minutes, a few minutes. Okay. Linda Siegel is here. We're going to give her 5 minutes at the end of the show.
Saturday, Ukrainian and Egyptian food and Irish music. You heard that right. Ukrainian and Egyptian food and Irish music come together at the Holy Trinity Orthodox Church on Cordova Road for the International Feast. This is going to be fun. Saturday, 11 to 2. You pay to get in, and part of the proceeds helps special needs children, a National Endowment Fund. Do you want information? Here we go. 699-7148. So we'll get back to that Irish music, although haiku and loku was probably Scottish. I mix those guys up all the time. Even when I'm watching the ghost shows and they're like in a haunted castle, I don't care if it's Ireland, Scotland, England, as long as it's some land. It usually is. What else? The Valentine show is still running at Baca Street Studios on Baca Street. Swing on by and go see them. Monday night there's a lecture called New Research on Earliest Civilizations by Henry Wright. It's 6 o'clock at Hotel Santa Fe, Southwest Seminars. Got to pay to get in.
Hey, did you see that tonight at 7 o'clock, Santa Fe authors Tony O'Brien and Mike Sullivan will tell stories about the creation of their new book, Afghan Dreams, Young Voices of Afghanistan, and that's a book signing at Santa Maria de la Paz Catholic Community in Santa Fe.
What time?
It's 7 o'clock. Huh. And it's photographs of nearly 3 dozen Afghani children, ages 8 to 18, along with statements from each child that reflect their hopes and dreams, as well as their pain and loss, and that's what's happening.
I don't think we had that in PASA. That sometimes happens.
For more information, 466-1320.
I do know that tonight, two Peters, Bogart and Lipscomb, are teaming up, because they're the editor and director of the Night Sky program, to discuss and sign copies of the book, Let There Be Night, Testimony on Behalf of the Dark, 5 o'clock. Garcia Street Books on Garcia Street, 986-0151. It's free, and there's a little subtext in today's Pasta Tampa book section, and we do book reviews in Pasta Tampa. I have one in there today. So that's tonight. And there's also, this is interesting, at St. John's College Dean's Lecture Series.
Yes.
I went and opened my mouth. Now I can't even pronounce it. The Political and Philosophical Significance of Al-Farabi's Political Regime by Charles Butterworth. He's a professor of government over at the University of Maryland. Probably going cross country and his flat tire or something got him stuck here, but why not give a little speech while you're in town? That happened to me once. I had to go to the ladies, give a sex talk at some ladies club. They mistook me for a professor. It was a lot of fun.
What?
This is 8 o'clock.
I didn't want to. Forget it.
8 o'clock tonight in the Great Hall, St. John's College. It was back in Boise, which is where all my luggage goes, no matter where I'm flying to. I'm flying to New York and they say, well, your luggage is in Boise, Mr. Nye.
Boise? Is that next to Guernsey?
Oh, we're in a witty mood this morning. We're stretching like a lioness, and we got a big grin. We're having fun with Robert, haiku and loku. I'll loku you.
Listen, somebody called while we were on the air and said, just to make sure that people know that Open Hands is still around. They haven't gone out of business or anything. They're on Cerrios next to the next door to the pantry.
Oh, correct. Thank you. Thank you. You can always call in if we make a mistake on the air. Please do. We'll try to rectify it immediately. But I wasn't suggesting they were closed totally. It's just that I used to always go over to San Mateo where Clear Light now is. But that's great because I love going to those stores.
I know. I do too.
I go on Saturday sometimes.
Saturday's a good day to go.
I have this great old jacket from 1983 I got from 25 cents in a thrift store in Spokane, Washington.
I have a fabulous jacket that I'm wearing today, which is a leather jacket that I bought at a thrift store for $10, and then it cost me $60 to reline it.
Hey, should I get my leather jacket dry cleaned?
This is really something that we don't have to talk about on the air. What else is happening? Because Linda Siegel is on the line waiting for us.
Okay, last thing before Linda comes on, and thank you for waiting, Linda. Viva Vivaldi. Viva.
That's a lot of V's.
Vivaldi. Santa Fe Symphony Orchestra and the chorus present violinist Carmelo De Los Santos, soprano Sandra Twibble, and mezzo-soprano Sarah Wheeler, or Weiler, W-E-I-L-E-R, 4 o'clock Sunday at the Lenzic, 988-1234. Aviva, Viva, Vivaldi. Take it away, Linda.
And we're going to take just a 30-second break right now.
Yeah, but where am I going?
Robert, you're going to stay here for a couple of minutes
and
then come back in just a little while. We're going to take a break right now. Linda Siegel is on deck. Stay tuned.